What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, "You know the Jews have fucked up your economy when Starbucks goes out of business and Asian people are now doing DoorDash." So I am driving down Hollywood Boulevard. Obviously, I'm not holding the phone because, you know, you got fucking LAPD around. So I got my phone hooked up to the freaking camera. And you guys can tell I don't got my seatbelt on because the damn car would shut the fuck up. But yeah, guys, this is a world famous Hollywood Boulevard right here, guys. I am driving down Hollywood Boulevard. Guys, as somebody who's been coming out to LA for 20 years, almost 20 years, I am telling you guys that this is a ghost town. As you guys know, I did a video when I was in San Francisco about how San Francisco is just a ghost town now. If you guys look over there, that's a Chinese man theater over there, guys. It's 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Guys, throughout the past 20 years, when you come out here pretty much at any time of day, this is packed with tourists. Tourists are all over Hollywood Boulevard. Now, guys, you really don't see tourists that much more. You see more and more of the native population, Angelinos. You get to see homeless people. There were a lot of companies out there that were offering tours of Hollywood, sightseeing, shit like that. If you guys can see, there's like a double-decker bus over there on the left. There used to be a lot of companies out there, guys, that offer tours of LA. A lot of small companies that did that. Those companies obviously have gone out of business because, again, there is simply not enough business here in LA anymore because the tourists are not coming here. You know, inflation is sky high. People can't afford to travel. People relying more on their, at the end of the day, you're gonna pay your bill, you know, your house bill, rather than hop on a plane and go to fucking Los Angeles for fun. So, a lot of these places, sadly and unfortunately, guys, they did go out of business. And quite frankly, they're probably not gonna come back again, you know. And a lot of people here actually did move, you know. A lot of people from California moved because Gavin Newsom is a terrorist and he's just a retard. So his policies literally have bankrupted California. Taxes, we have a state income tax. Taxes are high. Gas is high. Inflation is high. You know, Florida is a haven compared to California. I mean, the only good thing about California that we don't have in Florida is the weather. California weather is the most perfect weather anywhere in the world. I've never seen weather more perfect than that of California, you know. Yeah, it's kind of overcast and cloudy today, which is cool, but you know, you don't get like fucking hot sun, you don't get too much rain, the weather doesn't get too hot, it doesn't get too cold. I mean, if you have California weather in fucking Florida, I think Florida would probably be the greatest location in the world. So yeah, a lot of the natives left, so a lot of places are indeed going out of business, and you know, they're just not going to come back. It's really a quantum shift. That's what happened, guys. It's a quantum shift where a lot of people said, fuck it, we're leaving. So as you guys can see, a lot of places, they're shuttered. You know, a lot of businesses, I don't know if you can see it on the right hand side, a lot of businesses out there, they're just shut, man. They got their garage, you know, the garage doors rolled down. A lot of places are for lease, you know, for rent. So yeah, man, a lot of this stuff, guys, I'm telling you, as somebody who's been coming here for Starbucks was popping, guys, but now it's out of business. So you know the economy is bad when fucking Starbucks goes out of business, you know? They didn't go out of business, like, out of Hollywood, but they just went out of business in this particular location. I'm gonna show it to you guys. There's no police around, you know? The good thing, guys, is that because they're cutting down on the budget and a lot of people are moving out, you know, they can't afford a lot of police anymore, which is good, because that means, you know, I don't have to worry about a fucking motorcycle cop rolling up on me, giving me a fucking ticket. So, come on, motherfucker, move. So, I'm gonna show you, I mean, look at this, guys, look at this, everything, boom, out, Arab business, guys, Arab business, look at that, Arab business, you know, back in the day. Look at that. That's a Hollywood tour bus. Well, a tour van, if you want to call it that. It's fucking empty, man. There's another one over here, man. Yeah. Empty, guys. Look at this. It's fucking all empty, man. It's all fucking empty. Look at that. Look at that theater. Yeah, look at that theater. Arab business, man. It's empty. Look at this, guys. This is world famous Hollywood Boulevard, man. Look at it, guys. I'm telling you guys, as somebody who's coming out here for 20 years, all these businesses were popping, man. I think the strip club, I wonder if the Deja Vu went out of business. You know, that's a strip club over there, Deja Vu. Thousands of beautiful women, but three ugly ones. Okay, I mean, I guess that's one for Yogi Obes, one for Coach Pitchpill, and then another one for yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. So, come on, I'm waiting for this guy to parallel park. Yeah, not a lot of cars, I mean, personally, I like it because I don't like traffic, but this is not good for business, guys. Look at all this, it's all shuttered, man. Look, see over there? That's where Starbucks was. See where it's, see that blue and white sign right in front of us, that corner store? That was where Starbucks was, guys. It was on Hollywood and Vine. Starbucks was right there, guys, you know? And that place was fucking poppin'. The fact that Starbucks actually went out of business in this Hollywood and Vine location, this is proof that the economy here is really bad, guys. You know, Pantages. I remember, man, Pantages Theater, it had so many shows and so many people will go there, guys. Most of these people, if you look at them, most of them are locals. Again, you know, homeless people. There's not a lot of tourists anymore, man. Unfortunately, there's really no tourists left in fucking California. Especially, you know, places like this, guys. You know, the tourists can't afford to come here anymore. The people, the native people have moved on to Florida, to Texas, to other red states. And you know they're gonna bring their fucking retarded politics with them. You know that, right? It's only gonna be a matter of years. I think they already turned the city of Austin blue, you know? Look at that, you know, that location right there, out of business, you know. Really sad to see how California has become, man. It's really sad, man. Also, Asian people are now doing DoorDash. Guys, when you see Asian people doing DoorDash, you know, a job that black people, brown people, criminals, low IQ people do. You know, when you see high IQ Asians who should be making like $250,000 a year, when you see them doing DoorDash, you know the economy is really bad. And a lot of these people who do DoorDash, they do it to offset the inflation. I mean, imagine this, guys. Imagine you do DoorDash for like 2 hours. You make like 30-40 bucks, so times 30 days a month, you're making an extra $1,000 doing DoorDash. maybe 2 hours a day doing DoorDash, and you make an extra $1,000, you know? That's a fucking good deal. So a lot of people out here, guys, a lot of these Asians, you know, Asians are smart, you know, they ain't dumb. They're not low IQ like Coach Bitch Bill. So a lot of these Asian guys, they come out here, they do DoorDash for 2 hours, make themselves that $30, $1,000 a month, easy money, quick money. Not to mention that because of tax deduction, that money is like almost tax free because of you know, mileage deduction. So yeah, by doing DoorDash, smart Asians can actually they can actually hedge their losses in the face of inflation. Okay. Now, unfortunately, what that means is that for people like me who turn DoorDash into a business, it sucks. Because think about it, you know, you have 1,000 new drivers, you know, they're all coming out here for an hour or two, and then they go home. So somebody like me who relies, you know, I used to rely on DoorDash, guys, but not really anymore. I'm just being opportunistic at this point with DoorDash because, you know, back in Florida, I can go out, do DoorDash 4 or 5 hours at night. It's cool. I got the windows down because I'm a cheap Jew who doesn't believe in air condition. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm listening to MGTOW TV podcasts. So for me, doing DoorDash in Florida is perfect at night. During the day, way too hot. You see, I'd actually make more money in Florida if I did DoorDash during the day. I have a friend of mine who does DoorDash during the day in Florida. He does it as from like 7 o'clock to like 1, 2 o'clock. He makes $100 in the morning, and then he comes up and makes another $100 between 5 to 10. So I could be making $200 a day doing DoorDash if I decide to bring my fat ass out during the day. But nah, I can't stand hot weather, man. I really can't, you know. That's why I come out to California, because again, the best weather in the world is right here, man. Where we are, that's the best motherfucking weather. So yeah, guys, that was a tour of a world famous Hollywood Boulevard. I'm still on Hollywood Boulevard. That's Western over there, you know, Thai Town. So yeah, guys, a lot of these businesses, you know, they've gone out and they're probably never ever gonna come back. I mean, you guys saw it yourself. A lot of businesses are shuttered. A lot of for sale. I'm sorry, not for sale. For sale, but for lease, for rent signs going up. Again, you know, if you guys don't know any better, you'd be like, oh, this is kind of a ghost town. No, guys, I'm telling you, this would be popping. That's a metro over there. You know, that's a metro. I'm telling you guys, back in the day, you know, people would be waiting to get on the escalators. Now there's like literally no demand, you know. Look at the old school LAPD cop car right in front of us, man. Look at that old school LAPD cop car. It's like, come on, man. Those Crown Victorias, even the cab companies have updated their Crown Victoria, you know. But not good old LAPD. They still have those fucking gas guzzlers, you know. Gas here in California is $5 a gallon, you know. Heck, some places are even well over $5 a gallon, you know. I use GasBuddy.com to find, like, the cheapest gas station. So I get my gas for anywhere between $4.30 to, like, $4.60. You know, back in Florida, gas is, like, $3 and some change. You know, I've heard from some people in Texas saying gas is like $3 or a little bit under $3 in fucking Texas. See, there's really no reason for you to live in California. I mean, take away the weather, take away the scenery, because you have mountains, you got beaches, you got desert, you literally have everything you can possibly want here in California. So take away the weather, take take away the scenery, there is no reason for anybody to be in California if you don't, if you're not into the cool weather and you really don't care about the scenery. There is no fucking reason for you to be a California resident. Even big stars are moving out of California, you know. So yeah, guys, just, I mean, you're seeing it with yourself, man. You guys are seeing it with your own two eyes, man. This is a fucking ghost town, and it's really sad to see how California has become a ghost town like this. But it is what it is, man. You see, the Jews, you know, the Jews are smart. You know what the Jews, I'm going to tell you what the Jews are doing, because I can be a dirty Jew myself. So I know what the Jews are doing. What the Jews are doing is that they're emptying out lefty liberal strongholds like New York and California. That way the lefty liberals can go to Texas, they can go to Florida. Here's the thing you guys need to understand, you know. If you want to take over America, take over Texas, Florida, New York, California. Between those four states, you have effectively taken over America. The Jews have taken over New York. The Jews have taken over California. And this is part of their master plan to take over New York, Florida, and Texas. And the thing is, you know, at the end of the day, guys, you really can't get upset at the Jews, because at the end of the day, your heart is evil. You know, the people who left California, the people who left New York, they're gonna take their politics with them. You know, they're gonna vote blue no matter who. So at the end of the day, guys, you really can't blame the Jews for taking advantage of you, because they're, you know, the Jews would not be able to do what they're doing if you goyim were not, like, you know, you fucking evil and retarded, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you have nobody to blame but yourself for letting the Jews mislead you, take advantage of you. And look, man, when the Jews finally put you in cattle carts and take you to the extermination camps, hey, man, that's your fault. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.